Hello and welcome to the live promo marketing webinar, Learn How to Run Your Online Business Like a Well-Oiled Machine, sponsored by Trade Only and Promo Marketing. I'm Nicole Stella, Vice President of Promo Marketing and the host of today's event. Before we get started, let me point out a few quick tips on how to make the most of today's live webinar. First, if you have any technical difficulties, troubleshoot by clicking on the help widget at the bottom of the console marked with a question mark, or let us know via the Q&A box. You can also use the Q&A box to submit your questions to today's panelists, and we'll be addressing select questions during the end of the hour. You can send them in at any time to us. Please make sure you turn off any pop-up blockers on your computer so that you can utilize all of the widgets and bells and whistles on the console. This is especially important for this webinar as there will be a live screen sharing as part of the presentation. And speaking of bells and whistles, please click on the Tips for Attendees widget below to learn what all of the widgets on this console can do and how you can customize your experience today. Here with us today to show us just how you can run your online business like a well-oiled machine is Tracy Payton, Corporate Education Manager for Trade Only. Tracy is an integral member of the Trade Only team and is responsible for the planning, delivery, and assessment of all vision and store training courses. She brings over 15 years of experience to the table, and she holds a master's degree in publication administration and human resource management. So, Tracy, without further ado, you can take it away.
Thank you very much for having me today. What we're going to be looking at today is our store and our website platform. So we'll be going through those websites, showing you some example websites and all the customization that you can do on those websites as well as your company's stores. We'll also be covering Vision, which is our order management, CRM, and product research tool. So we'll be looking at that and some of the benefits and features that are in that particular Vision software that help you. It's integrated with your websites, and it will help you get those orders processed all the way from the raising that sales order through the PO and invoicing steps. So we're going to start off with our store platform. This again is our websites and company stores. This is where we host them, or this is the programs in which we use to edit. So when we refer to store, we're actually working with websites and company stores. We have several benefits and features to our store platform. Basically, it's a turnkey solution. There are website templates for you to access and create stores and websites with just a click of a button. We also have a drag-and-drop customization. What that means to you is we have different product and different modules that you can put onto your websites, whether it be social media, maps, and so forth. And those you can add to the website by just clicking on that module and dropping it into your website. We also have the ability to have an unlimited number of pages. This not only helps you provide a variety of products to your customers, but it also enhances your SEO, which is your search engine optimization. You also can select your preferred suppliers from an extensive database of suppliers that we have access to. You can choose those preferred vendors and suppliers. You can also choose to eliminate vendors and suppliers or not show those on your website as well. So you have that customization feature. You also have the ability to add your own products. Several of you probably have customized products that you deal with on a daily basis. So what you can do is add those onto your websites, and those will be also available to your customers. You can manage your orders and inquiries from the company website or store. What that means is we have a full e-commerce store website availability. So you can take those orders directly from the website. You can also integrate that website with your Vision solution so that any orders come down and are immediately processed. And we have instant virtual sampling. This allows customers to come onto the website of the store and upload their customer logo, and that'll show what their logo looks like on all the products that are available on that website. We also have search engine friendly, and that was referencing to that search engine optimization. What I'm going to show you in just a few minutes is a few example websites, and then I will also talk on the back end how you can optimize that search engine so that more people are getting your website in their searches. So we're going to go ahead into a screen share, and I'm going to show you those websites. Okay, the first website that I pulled up, you should see Pete Billy promos. So this is just an example website that I'm going to point out some of the features that you're able to do. If I scroll down, you can see that we have pages across here, across the top. And as I mentioned, you can add an unlimited number of pages. Along the left-hand side, you have categories in which you have products and items displayed for your customers. In the middle, you can add banners. You can also see that we have product ads with a little bit of detail and pricing. And then any associations, these are links to different association websites so that you're able to provide those links and images on your website as well. If you come down a little bit further, you also have a search area in which customers can access, and that allows them to search for products. And then a little bit of information on the bottom of that website. So I'm going to just scroll back up. I'm going to pull up, this is just an example template. This is another example of a website where we've spun a website from one of the templates and then added some additional items to it. So you can see the company logo is there up at the top, but then we're also scrolling down, you can see the pages, and when you hover over them, you have that ability to kind of highlight them in a different color if it draws attention. Again, you have images and videos that you're able to put onto your website, as well as links. So you have your social and media links across or along the right-hand side. You also have some products that we have displayed, and again, you have that search engine as well, so customers can search for products. Here's an example of a school, kind of a Spiritwear website. So you can see that it's Keston High School is across the top with their logos. And in this situation, you can see that we've changed the color scheme. So it's in accordance to the school colors. Now, when we talk about virtual samples, you can see that the virtual sample, the logo of the Keston High School, has been applied to those products on the website, adding quite an impact to your customer. Your customer can come in here and actually upload a new logo over here to the left, and that allows them to upload a JPEG, GIF, or PNG for them to be able to see immediately on the products. You also have the social media link along the right. This is an insert that you have capability of, and this can link it to your Facebook page. And then again, you have the search area, so customers can come in and search for products. Just going to pull up another couple examples. Here's an example. We have the logo here, Pasadena City College, and we have a default image that you have access to as well from one of the templates. So you can see that default image. You can also see your pages across the top. your banner. So you have that ability to add banners to your website, to add promotions, different seasonal promotions that you might be offering. And then you have links with images, again, here along the left-hand side, and your search along the right. So you can change up actually where these different items or features appear on your website by just clicking on them and dragging them when we're in that overall layout form. And we'll go into the back end in just a moment. So you can also see that the image or the logo has been applied to the products on that website. And then the last website we'll show you before going into the back end is we have the Vikings tailgate site. So again, the image up at the top. But you can see over here to the right that we have that video. So whether it be a streaming video with music and images or just an image that changes, you can have over there on the right-hand side. Again, we're changing the colors when we hover over the various pages and so forth. And again, you can see that logo on the products. So what I'm going to do is, for those of you that have sites already or are looking at this, it's very simple to get to the back end of the site to be able to customize it. That is by just going up to the URL and hitting /manage. And when you do that, it'll take you into the back area of the website. So this is where you're going to log in with your email address and password. Okay, let me try that again. Okay, so upon logging in to your store or the back end of your website, this is what you're going to see. This is the home screen. So what you'll see up here at the top right, you'll see the house, which is going to take you to the home area. This is where you begin that customization of that site. And then moving across this toolbar, you'll see the various areas in which you can edit and customize. So the first drop down is everything to do with banners. The next being pages, style, forms, contacts, which is your customer contacts. Those can be registered on your site, as well as coming from your contact database within the Vision system, and we'll go through that in just a moment. You can see where your inquiries are. You can also see where you can add products and find products. And then we have the e-commerce, where you can set up your websites to be able to take credit card payment. And then we have our general settings, which is more of an administrative area within that site. What I'm going to do is focus a little bit on the home screen and talk about some of those benefits and features that you saw on the slides before we got into the websites. The first being general settings. That's just an area where you're going to go in and make sure all the information for your company is set up correctly. So you've got your site name, your site title, your domain, and we'll talk at the end a little bit about domains and domains transfers or redirects. We also have your select a logo, which would be that logo that you want to default onto the products on your website. But when we talk about search engine optimization, this is one of the areas I do encourage users to come into because it's where you can fill out meta descriptions and meta keywords. And the better the meta description being a couple sentences of what you offer on your website, what your website is all about, and the better keywords that you have, anything that you would think people would search using, those are really going to increase your search engine optimization. So people will be able to find you. An important comment to put in when we're talking about search engine optimization is you always want to put location, city, state, where you can be found, because most individuals who are doing any type of search engine or they're searching for anything, they're searching within about a 5-mile radius of where they're at. And then there's some other just administrative things. If you scroll down on this area, you can see the language that you can set to currency, lead times. We also have the ability to remove adult images or alcohol from the site. And I always point that out because if you are working with a Little League or so forth with a company store, you might want to make sure that those images or products are eliminated from the site. So if we scroll up, this is, again, where you put in your general information. And then any changes that you make, you'd go ahead and save those changes in the top right. I'm going to come back to the home screen. I'm not going to go into each of these, but the contact details is very similar to general setting. It's basically where you're going to set all your contact information, your phone number, your address, location, and so forth. Managers, this is an area in where you're going to set who receives any inquiries coming in from your site. If they have inquiries checked, that means they'll be getting an email of any inquiries that any customer has done, put in the shopping cart or made an inquiry on the site. They'll receive that email. If the manager is checked, that means that you have that ability as a manager to come in to everything that we review and cover today, as well as how to customize the site. So they have access to putting different modules, social media links, banners, pages, and so forth. I also want to mention the e-commerce. All these sites are e-commerce enabled where you can set them up. So if I click in here, currently you can see payment methods. So if you want to go ahead and check the radio button on account, that allows you to put that customer on account. If you want to check credit card, what it's going to ask right now is we have the credit card provider is PayPal. If you check PayPal, if you scroll down, this is where you would enter your PayPal business account, and you can put the email here, and any time that you take payment, it's going to go through that PayPal account. So you're actually making that site live, and customers are able to purchase items directly from the site. And then the last thing I do want to mention, because it's such a great feature, our websites have Google Analytics built in. So if you'd like to set up Google Analytics, which is a free service, you can click on in here. You basically go out to Google by hitting on one of these links, and that'll take you out to Google, and it will allow you to sign up for Google Analytics. And when you get that information, you're going to key your information right here in this text box, Google Analytics. And that allows you to receive any type of reporting on your site. You can see who's actually looking at your site, what they're looking, how much time they're spending in those areas. So it's very helpful from a business standpoint to see where your return on your investment is, what are the things on your site that people are going to, and maybe adjusting your resources accordingly. So that's just basically the home area where you set up your administrative information for your website. What I'd like to move forward on is the actual overall layout of the website. I mentioned click and drag modules, and a lot of you are just going, you know, what does that refer to? So I'd like to expand a little bit further on that. So if I come up here into the style drop-down and I select overall layout, this is where I'm going to be able to make changes to the overall layout of my website. And when I refer to overall layout, that means every page on my website. So any changes that I make while in the overall layout mode, that's going to be applied to every page on that website. What you'll see up here is this little dotted area, and you can see an E right here and a hide button, and right here is the delete button. So if you wanted to delete that module, this is a text HTML module. So there are different modules for what you might want to do within your website. For instance, an HTML module allows you to add in images and link those images as well as any text you can type in that particular module. If you come up here to the left corner, and you might not be able to see it because the screen might cut off, but using this drop down, you can see the various modules that you have access to. I'm just going to go through a few. You have banners that you can put onto the website, a banner module, forms, you have the Google Map module. You have a product list module where any custom products you add, you can pull in by using that product list module. You also have several social media modules, a Facebook-like box, as well as having social media links. And then, of course, you have a catalog link module. So if you want to link your website to particular catalogs, you can do that as well. So what you'd want to do is if you're wanting to add a new module, you can select that module and simply hit Insert Module. If you're working with some existing modules on the overall layout screen, you can go ahead and click into E to edit those modules. So if I go into this HTML module where I have the image and I have the Vikings tailgate site, I can come in here and click on E. And that will put me into the edit mode. What you can see here is it works very similar to kind of a Word document. So we have an image. If I click on that image, that's how you can, you know, delete the image. You can expand the image. You can also, if I scroll down here, you can click in here and remove this Vikings tailgate site, or you could just simply type in some text. So you have basically your bold, italic, underline, different align to the left, align to the right, justify, and so forth. You also have your text color and your image. Now, if you want to add an image to an HTML, it doesn't have an existing image, you can come up to this little postcard, and this will be where you insert that image. So if I insert and click on that, I'm not going to go through this in its entirety, but this is where you would go ahead and you could upload, click on the upload tab, browse, find your image that you'd like to upload, send it to the server, and then click OK, and that will go ahead and upload that image for you. If you'd like to link that image, you can go into the link area, key in that URL that you'd like to link it to. And you can also choose whether or not you want to take people out and open up a new window when you link them or keep the same window. So you have those items as well from a customization standpoint. Okay. So that's just the editing tool in the HTML. And again, if you're making any changes, you're going to want to save those changes. If I scroll down, I'm just going to go through, again, here's a module called Search. It's a search module. And again, it has an edit mode where you can go in and edit what you want to offer from a search criteria. So this is what your customer is going to be able to see. So what you could do is search by keyword match or keywords. You can also, and you can't see it all the way over here to the screen, but you can search by color, price, and lead time. So if you check any of those will appear on your website for your users and customers to be able to search by. You also have a bookmark module where you keep the various pages linked on your website, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But scrolling down here, you have your categories that you have listed. So you could add in categories, list new categories, hide categories. So again, you can edit that module. And then we have some other HTML modules that are on the overall layout area. When I talk about click and drag, I can change the location of a module by just clicking on this little button or the dotted area, and then I can move it. And when I see that white arrow there kind of to the left, that means it fits, and then I can drop it in. So I can move these all around if I'd like. I could come over here, and now what I've done is I've put that bookmarks area module down low here. So you can move things around very simply within the website on the back end. Okay, I'm going to move that back just so we don't create any problems with the sample website. So I'll And then again, if you're making any changes, you're going to want to publish those changes and then preview them. So we're just going to go ahead and close and move forward. So that's the overall layout. It's found within the style drop-down, and that's where you can, again, add different modules based upon what functionality you want to do on your website, and then click and drag those and edit those modules. The next thing I want to show in the style, there's quite a bit, so we're not going to get too far into it, but I do want to show styles and color. So under style, if you click on style and colors, this is the area in which you can change the color scheme of your website. And what these are right here are called hex codes. So if you have a particular hex code associated with the colors of your company or company store that you're providing a customer, you have that ability to key in that color, that hex code for that color, to make the blue be the appropriate blue. If you do not have a text code or a hex code, you can just simply click into this box and it will pull up a color selector for you to use. Okay. And then along the right-hand side, I'm going to close this. Along the right-hand side, you can see some examples of what colors you're changing. So are you changing the box headings or the box options, the drop-downs? So it gives you kind of a sampling of what color selections you're doing at the time. And then, again, if you'd like, you need to go ahead and save those changes. Not to go too quickly through this area, but I do want to mention the products area. Many of you work with maybe just one or two suppliers that you want to offer products out to your customers. This, again, is where you can set up those suppliers that you want to be preferred. This is also where you can set your categories up as well. So I'm going to quickly go into this area here, products, and then suppliers. We already have a giant, quite a robust supplier database, and every supplier that is going to be on your site will appear in this middle column called General. So if they're going to appear, their products are going to appear on your site, they need to be in this General category. If you want to hide a supplier, you basically just highlight that supplier and then move them to the area in which you want them. So either hidden from your website, or you could go ahead and put them as preferred over here to the left. And you can select multiple vendors by holding down the control button and clicking on a number of vendors and moving them around. So it's very simple. You're just clicking and you're moving them to the selected area. If they're in the hidden, all products for that supplier will not appear on the site. If they are in preferred, that means those products will show up first in the searches that your customers are performing on your website. So what you also hear, if you're making any changes, make sure you hit Save Changes in the top right. The other thing under products that you're able to do is have custom categories. So you can have different categories. We at Trade Only have various product categories. We have different levels of categories. We have top-level categories, which are kind of the umbrella category. And then within that, we have subcategories that products fall into. So you're able to edit any one of those tiers of categories. Top, mid, or bottom. I'm currently in the top level category, but what you can do here is if I click on and I put a check in the box next to that category, that means I'm actually wanting that category to appear within my website. So all products in that category should appear. The one of the things that is very special about our platform and that it, you can change what that category is called and still offer those products. So you're actually customizing your website to what you think your customers want. Instead of a category being clothing and textiles, you might want to go ahead over here and edit that category and call it just apparel. And one of the abilities having that search engine optimization throughout your website is you can also change the URL to be reflective of that new category name. So anyone that's searching apparel now will pull up, that search engine's going to look at that. So you can come over here and edit that as well and key in apparel. And then again, you want to save those changes. So you can scroll down here and see a little bit further some of the other categories that you have to choose from. So these are already categories that are preset, and then you can turn on and off on your website as well as edit. The other thing that you can do is, I'm going to go ahead and save that change. The other thing you can do is within the categories, you have the ability to add a unique category. So any products that you might add from a custom standpoint, you can have a specific category name for those products. I just use pet products as an example. But I can go ahead and add that category, and then I have the ability to add some products to that category to appear on my website as well, and then I can click Save. So anything pertaining to suppliers and categories are found within the product drop-down here on the website. You also have the ability to add product onto your website and find product. If you're going to add a unique product, you have the add product routine, and I'm not going to go into it because it could just really drag the webinar out. It's a five-step process. It's not very long at all, and the required fields are highlighted here in red. So you just quickly fill out those areas that are required, move along by clicking on the tabs, select your colors and sizes for that particular product, any type of customization you offer on that product, imprint method, location, so forth, set your pricing for that. So you can see that you have cost and sell pricing as well as margins that you can set. And then the last step you can do is set an image. So this gives you the ability to add those custom products onto your websites. Okay. So that's all found within the product drop-down on your back end of your website. The other area that I want to cover, and I talk about it from a search engine optimization standpoint as well as just a very great feature and benefit. So if you have different areas in which you want to offer onto your store or website, you can create different pages, and then you have an unlimited number of pages to create using our platform. So in the pages drop-down, I'm going to go to My Pages, and this is just going to list all the pages that appear on that store. So I can come in here, and you can see the pages over there to the left. And you can edit the attributes of every page. So if I go into Edit the Attributes, and I do suggest you do this if you're trying to increase that search engine optimization, you, for every page on your site, not only your overall layout, but for every page that you create or have, you have the ability to put in those meta descriptions and meta keywords. So I do suggest you do that to get that visibility for your website. You have some other options. You can also password protect a page, and then you can, again, here's where you'd have your page title and menu title. So this is just looking at the home page and being able to edit the attributes of the home page. If I come over here to my pages again, I had clicked on Edit Attributes, and that's where the meta description and keywords are found for every page. But now if I come into that home page and I click on Edit Layout and Contents, this is very similar to overall layout, but you're basically working within those modules, and the changes that you make here will only pertain to that particular page. So you can see in on this page, you have a few different products, and they're in what's called a product list module, and it's displaying only on this one page that we're on. So you can choose what products you want to highlight. I believe we're in the home page. But if you wanted to add a page for, you know, products that you might have a sale on or special promotions on, you can go ahead and add a page and then add the content accordingly. So you can put those products on that you've either created, customized, or you just have special offers on. We've covered quite a bit on what you're able to do within the back end of your websites, and we refer to it again as store. So I do want to come up here and go ahead and close. But at any point in time when you're making the changes, you can view your site. So if we come up here and we view our site, I didn't save too many of my changes, but I did save a few. If I come over here, we made some edits to the bookmarks. You can see if I go on, I believe it was the home page, and my screen is over to the, it's a little bit further over so we can't see, but I changed that, you know, that product category to, maybe if we go into promo marketing, there we go, there's our categories. So you can see that we have the apparel. Instead of clothing and textiles, we've renamed it. And then you have different images. Now, I added a category, however, I didn't link that category to my overall layout. I will show that to you prior to exiting through the store thing. So if I come up here to the management console, taking me back to the back end of that site, I can go to the, I believe it's style overall layout. And I'm going to go pull up my bookmark module. Let's see, where did it go? Got my category module. Here's my bookmark module where it lists apparel, healthcare. So we'll go ahead and edit that module. And now what I'm going to do is I added a category. So I'll select a category. And I believe it was pet products. So we'll go here to pet products. And then we'll insert. You can change these, the order in which these appear on the site by just clicking and dragging them. So if I want pet products to appear under apparel. And then again, I can go ahead and save those changes. And now you can see that pet products is now in that category list. So if I come up to the very top and I publish my changes, and then I can go ahead and preview my changes. So now it's set in stone. There's the pet products. So those are the websites and company stores that we offer. There's quite a bit of customization if you've seen today. I'm going to go ahead and get back into the presentation and talk about how the integrated company stores and websites are integrated with your vision system, where you have all your CRM, which is your customer relationship management, and your order processing and product research.
Tracy, we can ask a quick question here if that feels like a good timing.
Okay.
And we have one question come in about training. And do you offer training for folks who come on board and they're not really that familiar with websites and building their websites? Can you tell me a little bit about what TradeOnly offers?
We do. On our websites, we have our TradeOnly.com. We have training and we have support. Training, we have a number of webinars that we give on different features and, you know, various aspects of both products, whether it be vision or store. We also have video tutorials, which are a quick 2-minute training on those areas as well. So we have longer webinars, we have shorter video tutorials, we have help sheets, and then we have customer support to help you with whatever you might need help with. We can do a screen share, you call in, and we can quickly help you through that.
Okay, so there's lots of different options and availabilities for folks who want to learn more and are just getting their feet wet here.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And we also, one of the things that a lot of our customers feel that they, you know, really enjoy is that we have the ability to do a one-on-one training session with them. So if you go online and you register for a one-on-one training, or even if you just call in and say, you know, I need a little bit of help, we can definitely set up a 30-minute one-on-one training to cover exactly what they need help on. So, you know, as they're moving through and working on the back end of these company stores, you have that ability to just give us a phone call and we can help you.
Great. All right, I'll let you get back to vision now.
Okay, so here we have our vision system, and as I mentioned, it's the order management, CRM, and product research. And this is a place where you can manage your entire business. It's also accessible from anywhere. So anywhere that you have the web or your, you know, web connection, an internet connection, you can put the URL in and go ahead and access your vision system. So we like to refer to it as cloud-based, so it's in the cloud. You also have accurate product data within Vision. So we have a supplier and vendor database, and I think there's approximately 250 suppliers and vendors in there with all their products. So you can search those as well within the Vision system. We also have it integrated with the customer relationship management. What that means is as we move forward to giving better service to our customers, we want an area to maintain that customer database and all the information that pertains to that customer. In Vision, you have that. You have a customer record in which you can see all their order history, any time that you maybe called them or met with them, any invoices, any sales orders, any quotes that you've done, it's all kept within their customer record. So you have a centralized place to refer to. So if multiple people are dealing with that customer, you are prepared and you're providing the best customer service as possible. You also have a business intelligence suite, and that is just a way of looking at your business and reporting so you can see how many of those quotes that you're working on are converting to sales orders and becoming orders, and you can see how many of those sales orders you've invoiced and you've collected that revenue. So it just allows you to really see a big picture of what's going on with your business. It helps you maintain your sales reps that you might have there in the field that are working and quoting for you. So you have several reports available within the Vision system. You also have that instant virtual samples. We saw that on the websites where your customer could upload their customer logo and it would be instantly applied to the products. So you have that as well in Vision. So when you're producing those quotes, you have a nice virtual sample of what that logo looks like on the shirt and you send that out to the customer. It looks like you've spent a lot of time, but it's actually taken you a matter of seconds to get that logo on there. On this slide, what you're going to see is just a sample of the product detail that we include in Vision. So when you are researching products, you're seeing quite a bit of detail. That's one of the things that sets us aside from other people that might be doing product research. We have quite a bit of detail down to the imprint methods, imprint location, lead times. We also have live inventory from our key suppliers and vendors. So we are integrated. I'm just going to throw out Bodicon Roads, HIT, and we're in the process of Sanmar as well as Alpha Broder. So any one of those suppliers, you can go in there and check the inventory right from your Vision system, preventing any additional phone calls to that supplier. So it really saves you time. We also have a decorator matrix that you can include additional costs. You might outsource or contract with a particular screen printer. You can put in all their screen printing costs and then immediately select that decorator, and it will be applied to the order or quote without you having to rekey in all that pricing. Again, saving you time. We also have what's called a sale price control. This allows you to go in and set price controls that you sell those products at, or you can set it for an entire supplier or vendor product line or by a category. So it allows you to put in a rule, and it can be, you know, anytime you select that supplier, it knows that instead of a 30% markup, you're going to have a 60% markup, or there's certain quantity breaks in which you're going to have those markups, or that sale price might be different. So you can put in all those special pricing that you get into your vision system and utilize that by just clicking on that sale price control, making that active in your system once, and anytime that's selected going forward, it automatically does it for you. I'm actually going to go into Vision. What you'll see here is the Vision login area. Again, it's accessed by just entering a URL. So anywhere you have the internet, you can put your URL in. And then you have your Vision system. And you'll see this beginning screen here. If you click on login, that'll allow you to log in the same way that we logged in to the store platform on the back end. So go ahead and there we go. So you'll see basically the same login information needed and required that in Vision that you did in store. Let's go ahead and put in my email address and my password, and I'll go ahead and log into the system. Okay, sorry, so many logins there. Here we go, and then we'll log in. Nope. There we go. So when you log into your Vision system, you're going to see what we call the dashboard. It's very similar. We were on the back end of store in the websites. You have the home page here in Vision as well. And when you click on home, that's going to take you to this dashboard. And I'm just going to explain a few items on the dashboard. You'll see a couple windows in which you can search products. You can also see the different projects that you've created, so any customer projects. And then you can also see some company performance, how you're doing, the quotes, the sales orders, what's projected this month, next month, and for the year. So these two boxes will help you manage your business. You also have a task functionality, which is pulling from a calendar. So you have that ability to put items on the calendar and tie it to customers, as well as maybe it's just a personal task that you need to accomplish that day, and that'll pull up on your dashboard for that day. Moving across, as I mentioned, we have that product research area. So you can see the product overview is where you would spend time researching product. So you can key in your vendor number. You can search by keywords and so forth. And moving along the left-hand side here, you can see that you can search by your favorite vendors. You can set those within the system. You can search by create my own products, which are maybe some products that you've created, and then you have some other subcategories for searches here. If I go ahead and I search Apollo, And I want to search the vendor. We'll just go ahead and use Abotic and Rhodes. I can click search, and that'll go ahead and search for those items. As I mentioned, you could search by vendor reference number. You can also search by category. There are different ways in which you can sort your search results, and we won't get too far into that, but you can narrow down your search results up here at the top, going into the categories and so forth, allowing how many products on a page and so forth. But if I click into the details of this product, it allows me to see that detailed product information that we do collect. And this, again, on the right-hand side is that product detail and inventory. You can see the inventory. You just select the color that you want to see, and it will show the locations that it's available. So you can spend quite a bit of time just searching for product, or if you know exactly what you're looking for, you can go straight to what we call a project. You can create a new project and include that in a quote or a presentation. So if I go into an overview of all my projects within our system, you can see all the projects I've created for customers. And if I come into that project number, you can see how your order moves through the cycle. So you have that ability to create a presentation, a quote, a sales order, a purchase order, invoice, and kind of see the notes and files. What is wonderful about our system is you can attach entire artwork, the vector files, to a project and save them all within the system. The contacts is where you're going to have your customer database. So this is where you're going to have all your customers. And you can add those customers in there. And if you click on a customer, I'm just going to go into Apple. If you click on a customer, you can see, as I mentioned, a lot of detailed information. And if I head over to activities, this is where I can see the history on that customer. I can see the calendaring events. I can see the projects that have been created. I can see the quotes created, sales orders, and so forth. And if I just quickly pull up one of the sales orders, I can see the detail and what an order looks like. So basically, if someone's coming in on your website and they want to place an order, it's going to come into your vision system, and you're going to see that I have 416 orders waiting, and I'm going to need to create a project and a sales order for those. This is our sales order screen, so this is where you can create. You can go ahead and key in that product code. It will automatically come down into this from your website. So if it's an order from your website, it will populate. But if you're generating an order, you can either key in that product code there, and it will pull up a description, or you can use what we call the clipboard, and that allows us to use the clipboard and add products. But you can see here that we have multiple products. You can add your decorator method. You can roll up the pricing, so you have quite a bit of ability. When we talked about the decorator matrix, you can see here that I have an embroiderer already set up. I can select that embroiderer, and their pricing will populate on my order form without me having to key it in. You can send an email, I could send and share, so I can generate an email with this PDF order to my customer. I can raise POs the same way from my sales order and then send those emails out to suppliers and vendors as well. So there's quite a bit I can do within the order management function within Vision. But I'm going to actually throw it back and wrap it up here for some questions. So head back over.
I can jump in with some questions while you're moving back over. We've gotten a lot of questions from distributors, and we don't have a whole lot of time left over, folks. So if you did submit a question and we don't get it today, somebody will be in touch with you very soon to help you answer some of the questions. But a few that I can get to today is, Tracy, if for a very basic site, how long would you say it would take the average distributor to build?
Oh, gosh. For a very basic, using our templates with just a logo applied to the various products, it takes you about 2 minutes to build.
Okay. It's and that, that was a big question. It seems really filled with features, which are great, but can you get up and running fast?
Oh, yes. It's a matter of seconds. Like I mentioned at the very beginning, I showed you some templates, different websites, all from a template base, and it puts your logo up there, puts your feature products on there, and you're really ready to go within a matter of minutes.
Perfect. And in terms of redirecting domain names, can you explain that process? Because that's sort of like the last hiccup that people hit is how do I get this switched over so that it's running? How do folks do that?
What we have is if you have your own domain name through a provider such as GoDaddy or Network Solutions, you can go ahead and email our support team at TradeOnly. So it's support@tradeonly.com, and they will give you assistance with how you need to redirect those sites. If some of those domains are purchased from Promo Marketing, you can contact Ryan. So, or support. We can help you with anything that you need, but that's just kind of how we, that is the last step. You're absolutely right, Nikki. We get those sites created, and then we redirect those domains so that they're active under the URL you want them to be.
Perfect. And I know that personally I have seen the sites in action, and they are really fantastic, so it's really an exciting opportunity. For everybody out there, it has been an extensive amount of information, so Tracy, thank you so much. And if anybody out there is interested in learning more, then you can get in touch with Promo Marketing directly. You can call Ryan Bellitz, as Tracy had mentioned, reaching out to him. And his telephone number is area code 215-238-5401. And again, that's 215-238-5401. You can also, if you have any other questions or anything that you'd like us to address, or you want somebody to reach out to you directly to get more information or a personal presentation where they can walk you through it and you can ask questions as you go, you can just simply pop it into the question and answer box. I know we've gotten lots and lots of questions from folks, so you can go ahead and include that in there as well. And that's about all the time that we have for today. So thank you, Tracy, and on behalf of Promo Marketing and TradeOnly, I want to thank everybody for attending today's webinar. Be sure to check out our webinar page to get information on all of our archived and upcoming events, and you can go back and access this webinar today for 90 days post the event date. If you'd like to take a moment to fill out the brief feedback survey that will appear on your screen, we would be grateful, and that feedback always helps influence the webinars that we bring to you in the future. Thank you again, Tracy, for all your time and expertise in showing us how these work. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. I hope to see everybody again at the next Promo Marketing webinar.